This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado drivers may soon be allowed to purchase futuristic license plates under new law. A bipartisan group of lawmakers have sponsored a bill that would legalize digital license plates created by California tech company Reviver. Democratic Representative Tony Exum, one of the co-sponsors, says drivers can display automatically renewed registration and pre-approved public safety messages.
Like if the car is stolen, or public safety alerts can be displayed, amber alerts, extreme weather alerts, and things like that.
The bill has passed through the House with minimal amendments. It will receive its first reading in the Senate later this week. A new face takes the field for the Colorado Rockies during a spring training game in Arizona today. Chris Bryant will make his debut and play in left field.
Colorado definitely fits my personality. I love the spot. It's always been a big favorite of mine and my family, and I'm looking forward to raising a family there and winning a lot of games for the Rockies.
That's Bryant speaking during his introductory press conference. Last week, the Rockies signed him to a 7-year contract worth $182 million. Bryant is a 4-time All-Star who also won the National League's Most Valuable Player Award in 2016. The Rockies open the regular season in Denver on April 8th. Colorado bird watchers can now see their favorite winged creatures at one of Metro Denver's biggest wildlife habitats, all from the comfort of their own home. The city of Westminster has installed a 24/7 year-round camera at Stanley Lake's Bird Island. The island is a popular nesting area for cormorants and great blue herons. The camera was previously set up near a bald eagle nest, which came down after 5 years when it collapsed last spring. This is CPR and KRCC. Thanks for listening.